I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so we're recording. So we're going with this one, as opposed to this one.
That's way too long.
See, I can't see it. It's too long, to be honest.
It feels really long.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do.
We'll use it for this week, but when you get the feedback of everyone saying that sting's way too long, then we can change it. But for this week, we'll use that, so you can have your way.
Hello, welcome to episode 9, Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome. You reckon that sounds like we're doing a programme about conspiracy theories?
Yeah, about like aliens or crop circles or something.
Crop circles, yeah. Well, no crop circles in this, but we have got little sections. It's going to be more heavily produced than before. We've got various different sections. I'm going to let you kick off. This is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Too long, isn't it?
Too long. Yeah, you probably might be right. It's too long. So, Ruthie, you're going to kick off with our new section, which is called Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so that we just know where we are with the Kardashians.
Yeah, because it's necessary, really.
Necessary, of course.
So, this is about Kylie Jenner, because there's still a lot of, you know, she's just had a baby. What's the baby's name?
The baby's name is Stormy with an I.
Yeah, wow. I'm actually very impressed. So, the baby's called Stormy, and The Sun just published an article saying Kylie Jenner did a paternity test to prove Tiger wasn't the father of baby Stormy.
Tiger?
Tiger.
Tiger Woods?
No, Tiger rapper or something, I don't know.
Oh, he's a rapper, right.
No, I don't know what he does at all. I should have searched that. I just didn't think you would ask.
You can't just throw in the name Tiger. I mean, the only Tiger I know is Tiger Woods.
No, T-Y-G-A though.
Ah, T-Y-G-A. Tony the Tiger from the Frosties, which probably...
No, he is. Yeah, he's like hip-hop.
He's a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, hip-hop artist.
And was the story going around that Tiger, the hip-hop artist, was in fact the father of Stormy with an I?
Yeah.
Right.
But, well, he said that he was, but she said he wasn't, because she said that it's her current boyfriend, Travis Scott, who is the really good... rapper.
Oh, a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Right, he does Scott. Goosebumps. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
And Butterfly Effect.
And I haven't heard that either, amazingly. So this is Travis Scott, who sounds like he should be country music.
He's at Leeds Fest.
Okay, so Travis Scott.
So Travis Scott is the real father, which the paternity test has proved. Uh-huh. And Kylie Jenner didn't want to let Tiger have this paternity test because she was like, I've told you it's not your baby, it's my current boyfriend. But they were very like close together.
All right.
Which I think is what Tiger's problem is.
She sort of segued from one onto the other.
Exactly.
Right.
But the baby is Travis Scott's, not Tiger's. And Kylie said, I'll let you have the paternity test, but only so then you'll
know once
you'll
and
stop
for all.
Bothering yeah, me. And I don't want it to be public, and I don't want anyone else to know about it. I just want it to be done. And she was like, it's hard enough being an unmarried, pregnant, young woman without people asking the question who the father is.
Right.
And so she gave the paternity test to him, and then he has gone public with it anyway and said, I still don't believe her.
Yeah, well, that's what comes of calling yourself Tiger. Now, I'll tell
you. Well, that's not his real name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Now, well, that's Keeping Up the Kardashians, and that's finished, so we can move on to something else.
I'm glad it's so smooth, like really easy breezy transitions.
Very short, that. I mean, you can't complain that's too long. You went out last night for a meal to Nando's. With your friends. Mm-hmm. How many of your friends went with you?
Oh, just two.
Just two friends. So just
small,
the three of you.
Yeah, it's just
three. Well, just a bit of an insight into the teenage mind. What do you talk about?
We talk about clothes.
Right.
And like...
When you say talk about clothes, how would that conversation start about clothes?
Okay, so one of my friends is going to the races. Going to...
Oh, what, with the parents and things?
Cheltenham, I think. Because Paloma Faith is on, and she's going with her mum and her friend, another friend, and then her friend's mum, right, or whatever. So they're going to the same thing.
So it's an adult's outing, or it's a ladies' outing, is it?
Yeah, girls.
Yeah. Won't be Cheltenham, I think. York, probably.
York, yeah, maybe. I don't know. But one where people do get dressed wear up, like fascinators and those kind of things. Yeah. Not like Pontefract or Doncaster or something. And so she was like, oh, I'm going, I don't know what to wear. And so then I was like looking online for it. But these are my friends who I don't go to college with anymore. So there was a lot of just like life catch up. It's really just the same things that adults talk about, but just different. We talk a lot more about boys and about other girls.
Yeah. So a lot of it is gossip.
Oh my gosh,
girls. Yeah. Some girls will have had their ears burning last night because you were talking about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you worry that when you're not there, they talk about you?
All the time.
But you see, with you all being connected on the internet now, you would think that all that stuff goes on Snapchat more than in...
No, it does, definitely. Like, I definitely think people like text and Snapchat about other people, but not as much as you speak in person, because if you send a Snapchat, someone can save it and then it becomes a really big thing, whereas if you say something like off the cuff, it's not as serious.
And what did you have to eat in Nando's?
I had the mushroom and halloumi wrap and peri sauce chips, and then both of the other two girls had grilled chicken wraps.
Yeah, well, grilled chicken is quite a big thing in Nando's, isn't it?
Makes this joke every time.
No, the joke that I make is...
Oh, no, it's like, oh, I hear the chicken's really good there.
So, A-levels coming up. Was there any talk about A-levels? Because you're all at the same stage. You're the first year of what we used to call the sixth form, and then next year is A-levels. But I read a thing in the paper saying you're all under extra pressure. I mean, was anybody...
Yeah.
Is it too soon for pressure?
No, I'm stressed.
Are you stressed because you're doing mocks and things?
Yeah, but also it's just they're really, really difficult. Like, way harder than they were last year, because everything's linear now. So this is not that interesting.
Everything's linear. Go on.
Linear, so you have the exams at the end and you don't do any coursework. So it's the whole 2 years are building up to one exam at the end of the year, rather than it being, you know, 20% coursework. So at least then you've got something. You're like, right, I've done this in the bank. Yeah. At least I've got that grade.
Can I play a little sing?
You can.
Go on.
I just feel like it sounds clunky, but play it. Go on.
Meme of the week.
Basically, I've got a runner-up meme. So this one's... We're much easier to conquer... Also, can I make a point? So a lot of memes are based on pictures. So it'll be like, when you're something, something, and then it'll be a picture.
Yes.
So obviously... The memes are not necessarily the most popular memes, because that's too... It would be boring for me to sit here explaining. So, we're much easier to control when we're dumb and deeply in debt. That's why public education is gutted and college is insanely expensive. A well-informed critical thinker will want a revolution. If you're working three jobs to pay off loans, you won't be at the protest.
And that presumably is an American one, is it? It sounds American.
Because like public ed.
Yeah, public education, yeah. I can see the point there. I mean,
1,690 likes, and that was... I saw it when it was really early on. Like, it had only been up for like 10 minutes, so it's probably got way more likes now. And on Twitter, it had tons of retweets. And I thought, that's really interesting, because usually all memes and all the things on Instagram are very lighthearted. Things don't usually cut as like serious as that, and I thought people must have to be really disenfranchised for that to be the kind of thing that they talk about when they're like unwinding.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the point. I mean, the point I presume they're making there is that the people who protest about the level of college fees or university fees and that are liable to be the people who could actually afford it, because the people who can't afford it are the people doing three jobs, so they won't be at the protest.
So it
perpetuates the inequalities. Something else that I spotted...
Should I do my top meme?
Oh, yeah, do you? Oh, yeah, sorry, I didn't know you...
Well,
no,
just because... So, you're living, you occupy space, and you have mass. You know what that means?
What does it mean?
You matter.
Right. That's it, is it?
Yeah.
And what is there a picture that goes with that?
No. That's just the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're living, you occupy space, and you have mass. You matter. Do you get it? Because it's a pun.
Yes. You matter.
Matter.
As in matter.
I didn't think you got it. Like matter, like science matter.
Science matter, but also you matter.
Yeah, you matter. Both. Yeah. This is the most inspirational pun I have ever seen.
Somebody's said that's the most inspirational pun they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that I spotted that might be of interest to you. Perfume. Apparently, when you get a bunch of girls, right, who are going out mm-hmm. to nightclubs, say in Wakefield on a Saturday night, mm-hmm. right, there's always quite a strong smell of perfume.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that there's almost, and I might be wrong, so you can tell me more about this, but it seems to me there's almost a class thing in perfume, whereas, there's a very strong flowery smell of perfume when girls who are maybe of a working class background are out, a whole bunch of them, right, wear the little short skirts and all that, compared to when you go to the theatre, for instance.
I don't think this is a class thing. I think it's an age thing. Because when I wear perfume...
Do you want it to really smell?
Yeah. And then mum's like, you smell like a prostitute or something. She said that. She says you smell like him, like a working girl or
is
something
that
like that.
She said, yeah.
She has said that. But I really do think it's, less a class thing, more an age thing. Because girls, when I remember being like 13 and they used to do these pink Hollister sprays...
Oh, yeah.
And this was like a massive thing when you were in like year 9. And you used to go into the classroom and absolutely douse yourself in this pink Hollister spray. And I used to absolutely love it. And then my mum would always be like, you're not wearing that. Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, so that's an age thing.
I think it's an age thing more than a class thing. It's probably slightly a class thing because more expensive perfumes are more like...
Subtle
smells. Mm.
Yeah. Well, this is the most subtle smell. This article was about a perfume called Elevator Music, which is called Elevator Music.
Because it's just the background.
Because you don't notice it. It's in the background.
That's quite clever, though.
Yes, it is. It's created by somebody called Virgil Abloh, who's the creative...
Oh, Virgil.
Do you know Virgil? Well, I thought you might, actually, because he's the creative director of the clothing brand Off-White.
Oh, no,
a long-time collaborator of the US rapper Kanye West.
Oh, no, I do. Mm. Off-White, yeah.
Yes.
Kanye, not Kanye.
Kanye West.
Kanye.
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 Kanye West.
Yeah, well done.
I said it the first time.
No,
Kanye
you didn't. You didn't say it then, Kanye.
Kanye it's West.
Kanye.
Kanye. Does it matter?
Yeah. Does matter. It matters greatly.
And Ben Gorham of the Fragrance House by Rido. The idea is that the wearer is noticed, not the perfume. So it's very much like
nice.
Emperor's New Clothes. I mean, why not just douse yourself with tap water? You can crack your knuckles, can't you? Oh! That is... Oh!
It's worse because it's through the microphone.
It's terrible. Well, they've researched why you crack your knuckles. Two scientists believe they've identified the source of the noise made when people crack their knuckles. Apparently, the academic argument about the phenomenon has been going on since the Second World War. 70 years.
Also, can't you just like leave it?
Yeah, well, precisely. You wonder why, of all the things to research, why
this?
But apparently,
like, if they all just took those efforts and put them into like curing Alzheimer's or something,
you wonder, don't you? Experts at the École Polytechnique in Paris and Stanford University in California found that the effect was probably caused by the collapse of bubbles in the fluid inside the knuckle joint.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, well, did you know this? The gap between the metacarpal bone and the phalanx of each finger is full of synovial fluid, which is a viscous substance that resembles egg white. When the knuckle is cracked, the pressure in the synovial fluid drops, and carbon dioxide and other gases dissolved in it form bubbles through a process called cavitation. As the pressure rises again, these tiny bubbles are supposed to pop with a small cracking sound.
That was definitely the most boring.
It was, wasn't it? That was unbelievable.
10 seconds.
But yes.
No, I get you. All I want to do now is just crack my knuckles over and over again.
Have another go.
No, you've not got any more. Because I did them all at once. I should
have
done each one
so
separately.
How long will it be before you can crack your knuckles again?
I don't know. I can do the tops as well.
Oh yeah, you can hear that. Do you know what? Instead of a sting, we should just have a knuckle crack.
I'm sure they do this online. It's like ASMR or something.
Is it?
Yeah, that where people like whisper. They'll be like, into like the thingy, and then some people like they find it really soothing. Like I think it's creepy as hell, but some people like go to sleep with it, and it because they'll like read stories, so they'll be like, Kylie Jenner did a pretend. Like so people do full podcasts like that. It's all weird.
What,
it's like a new thing.
The
yeah, yeah. So we'd if we were talking, we'd just talk like this the whole time.
Really,
really.
Yeah, good work.
And it's like
could be a while.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so, and people find it really soothing to listen to.
Don't they have to strain themselves to hear what's being said?
No, because the volume can be loud. It's just the being able to listen
just
to the
sort of so small.
No, it's more like a, you know, cause you can, right. Like you know, because you can hear the like.
As we've had so many arguments about the sting, we could do. We each section of the podcast is 20 seconds. You could crack your knuckles between each
I don't think I'd be able to keep that.
No.
It'll be a little while. I think I don't know really. I should time it actually. I've never done that.
No, well it might be something new we could do. Meanwhile let's move on to something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Doctor Who. Any of your friends really heavily into Doctor Who?
Not really. I don't really.
I mean, you like it, but
I do like it, but I didn't watch the Peter Capaldi stuff because I really liked David Tennant a lot, and I really watched that. And then I liked Matt Smith, and I watched that too, but I didn't like Peter Capaldi at all. I never like.
And now it's an actress is going to be doing it. I forgot her name. She's from Manchester. That's all I remember about.
Oh, so. What is her name?
Doesn't matter.
That's so annoying, there.
Yeah, but Doctor Who is a massive thing. I was just the only reason I'm asking that. Is they're having a convention.
Oh my gosh, yeah. People who like it really like it.
They really like it. And Christopher Eccleston, who was only in it for, I don't think he was in it for long, it was just one season maybe, he's charging £95 just to have an autograph.
Who does he think he is? Well, I really take, what's it called?
Exception.
No, take gruntage.
Take gruntage.
No,
take
that's
umbridge.
Not good. Umbridge. Yay. I really take umbrage when people charge money to meet them or to get autographs because it's like you're just another person.
Well, yes, I'll tell you why they do it. Because it's something like Doctor Who is such a cult. Mm-hmm. It's it's so popular that people will sell autographs on eBay. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's capitalism, isn't it? There's a price for everything.
Yeah, I find it really. Especially when it's like charging for like One Direction, you used to be able to pay like £400 to be able to meet One Direction, and I feel like it's really taking advantage of like young girls, just of people who really I just don't like it at all.
No, well, I know what you mean. It doesn't sort of sit easy,
doesn't
but
sit.
You can see the.
I understand why they do it,
and I know why you take gruntage. But that's such a great word, gruntage. Brilliant.
It works the same. I think if I said take gruntage and you'd have just been like, yeah, and gone along with it, no one would have even noticed.
So it's my fault. Yeah, I mean, I can see what happened. I mean, the Beatles, for instance, went out and they would have their picture taken with anybody. They'd sign all sorts of autographs. And now, of course, that stuff that the Beatles signed and those is worth millions. On the subject of music, now this I think could be interesting.
This, I think, I could think, be.
Well, I mean, what do I know? But this is...
I really struggled picking a song.
Well, this is our new section. In which I'm going to play a tune from the...
It's just very strange, because we just... We speak over the sting, but we just stop. We, like... Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're
just
mean.
Like...
Yeah, what?
And so then we start talking again. We don't like
it. Yeah, we need to rethink this.
I like it, though. It's weird.
It is weird. We're going to rethink all this stuff.
So we've got music.
Now, what I'm doing here is I'm going to play you something from the old days, from the very old days, and talk to you about it a little bit. And you've picked something to play from the new days.
I tried to pick something a bit more obscure, you know, not you just classic, like Post Malone, Eminem.
Well, good. You'll tell us all about that shortly. I also, because because people sort of pass on, parents pass on their musical taste to their kids, and that definitely happens all the time.
And you know
all about the Beatles and Bob Dylan and Motown and all that stuff that I like from the 60s. I thought I'd take the view that the thing about the Beatles were brilliant, but they did sweep away a whole load of other music that was not without merit, and that sort of had great merit. But the Beatles and then the groups,
it was just
swept away and consigned to the dustbin of history. And amongst those sorts of music was jazz. I mean, nobody... you may have some friends who play an instrument. They would, a sax or something, and they would know jazz. But beyond that, I suspect there's not any of your friends who ever mentioned jazz. You rarely hear jazz on the radio.
Like Ella Fitzgerald, that was kind of jazz, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was jazz. That was sort of torch singers and things.
And like Nat King Cole.
Yeah, and you do hear those, in films and on ads and that sort of thing.
I feel like I might know a bit of jazz just because Woody Allen, in his films, there's a lot of jazz.
There's jazz. He has sort of old-fashioned Dixieland jazz, sort of New Orleans jazz, mostly.
Yeah,
this is a bit of... but then you've got these figures that you'll know the names. You'll know Miles Davis, great trumpeter.
Yeah.
You'll probably know John Coltrane on the sax and things. This is Miles Davis. I'm just going to play... We're playing 20 seconds of these
things. Is that what we're allowed?
Yeah, for copyright reasons.
I thought it was 15,
No, I think you're allowed about 20, just for copyright purposes. So we'll just hear a wee bit of Miles Davis playing the trumpet. And this is a sort of thing that before the Beatles and everything came along, you probably would hear quite a bit of. They have 20 seconds for review purposes. It's actually, we didn't get to the bit when Cannonball Adderley, who's an alto sax player, comes with the alto sax, which is really, really beautiful. But that was my... we can only afford a trumpet. We couldn't afford the sax as well. The tune, Autumn Leaves, is from a movie starring Joan Crawford. Are you familiar with Joan Crawford?
Yeah.
She's one of these Hollywood... actresses from the sort of 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. But like I say, there's a sort of thing
It was beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you rarely hear that sort of thing. Radio 2 used to play a little bit of jazz, and I used to work for Jazz FM, so we used to play quite a lot, although not that much. The problem with jazz is that there are so many different sorts of it. You play one jazz song and you alienate people who want to, people like to hear...
There's tons of different types of jazz music.
Now, we're going to hear your tune, which I've downloaded a few seconds of, and it's called Drowning, brackets water, and it's by Abugi Witdahudi.
I think it's Abugi Witdahudi.
Abugi Witdahudi.
Abugi Witdahudi.
Abugi, I think it's Abugi, because it's double O.
But I think that they would say Boogie.
Do you think so?
Like...
Abugi Witdahudi.
Yeah.
And I've actually...
It's It's Boogie like Boogie Wonderland. That's the spelling.
Right. That is the spelling. A Boogie with the Hoodie. Or the Hoodie.
Hoodie, I think. With the Hoodie. I'm pretty sure it's Hoodie.
Yeah, well, it will be. I was just trying to get the internal rhyme sequence going there.
All right.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. And, well...
Oh, and it's featuring Kodak Black as well.
Well, I don't know whether... I've only downloaded 24 seconds, so I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it comes in quite soon, but we'll see.
Okay, let's have a listen. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me, bitch. I'm drowning in water. I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch. I'm drowning. I just bought a cube and ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Yeah, bitch, I'm drowning. We don't mind songs that got bitch in them. He also,
we like songs that have got bitch in them.
And after
they're good.
And the N-word does appear in the song.
Yeah, which, after
that bit, yeah. So
quite heavily.
Yeah, quite heavily, yes. The N-word's all over the place. So tell me about A Boogie With The Hoodie.
They're not very big. They're at Leeds Fest this year.
Oh,
and that's
why
I got into them.
Is that the name of the group then?
Oh, A Boogie With The Hoodie is the name of the group, yeah. It's just one guy.
Oh, right.
It's just he is...
He is a boogie with a hoodie.
He is the boogie. I don't love like tons of his songs. There's a song called Horses that I like, which has got Kodak Black in it as well.
Who's Kodak Black is a rapper.
Yeah. And there's one called My Shit, I think, which I quite like as well.
Well, now you've just helped us there, because what you've done is you've justified the explicit label, which goes when you look at when you look at it on iTunes or one of the other podcast providers, it has explicit. You know, it's got that E.
Yeah.
Little
explicit content.
Explicit content, and I was worrying because I was sitting here thinking, oh God, we've not had any explicit content yet. So
did a finger crack?
Yeah, just what? Just involuntarily?
No.
Oh. Do it into the mic, don't waste them. Hey! Oh, God. It's got to be bad for you, that, surely.
Well, okay, so everyone's like, oh, it causes arthritis. You'll get arthritis. This is what you always hear. And so I was, like, Googling it and researching it and whatever. And I think it's that people who can crack their knuckles are more susceptible to arthritis. So people who are able to crack their knuckles will get arthritis. But cracking your knuckles doesn't cause arthritis.
Yeah, I think arthritis is one of those things like arthritis, pensions, processed cheese. You don't really worry about them until you get to, you think, I've got 60 years before.
When do you worry about processed cheese?
I was just trying to think of something that sort of when you're in your 60s might be a concern. Pensions, arthritis, funeral costs. These are things that
although
you don't
actually
need to worry
you
about,
never
yes.
need to worry about funeral costs because
no,
you'll be dead.
I know, but you do worry about them because if you watch television at all during the day,
yeah.
or listen to the radio during the day, half the adverts are for funeral costs.
Yeah.
Tell me about wildlife. Do you worry about elephants? I was reading a thing about tracking elephants to make sure they were still alive in the wild because people
poach them.
People poach them. Do you worry about elephants? I mean, you need a hell of a big pan to poach an elephant. Is that a bad joke?
It's really bad.
Give me the look there.
It's like you worry about it, but also it's kind of almost not worth worrying about because there's not much you can do about it. But I guess you can say that about any problem.
Well,
you know what I worry more about?
Go on, what do you worry about?
The Yellowstone volcano erupting. It's apparently 40,000 years overdue to erupt.
And this is in America?
Yeah, yeah. It would obliterate the entirety of North America and South America, and probably most of South America.
Who says this?
Oh, like scientists. We learned it in geography in school.
All right.
And then it would plunge the rest of the world into a volcanic winter, where it would just be ash falling just the whole time, and it would just be winter, and something like, what did it say? Something like 60% of the population would die due to famine.
Oh, well, why haven't I heard about this?
No, exactly. No one talks about it.
I read the papers every day.
And no one ever talks about it. And you
I can
think,
give you every detail of Meghan Markle's wedding to Prince Harry, but I don't know anything about the Yellowstone volcano.
Genuinely, this is actually all true. It's really, really, really scary. It sounds like the kind of... It's a great plot for a disaster film.
I presume the chances of the Yellowstone volcano erupting are pretty
well,
slim.
Well, it's overdue.
Yeah, but if it does it once every 50,000 years or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not extinct.
Be long gone. I'll probably have paid for my funeral by the time this happens.
Okay. Yellowstone, three super eruptions at Yellowstone appear to have occurred on a 600,000 to 700,000 year cycle. The most recent took place 640,000 years ago, so we really are due one.
Well, blimey, I never knew that at all.
This is what would happen. If the supervolcano underneath Yellowstone National Park ever had another massive eruption, it could spew ash for 1,000 miles across the United States, damaging buildings, smothering crops and shutting down power plants. So one occurred 664 years ago. The one before that was 1.3 million years ago, and the one before that was 2.1 million years ago. So we genuinely are due one.
Well, that's something to watch out for, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
But you just...
It almost feels not worth worrying about anything else, because you could just worry about the supervolcano.
Yes, well, that's good, isn't it? So I forget your A-levels. Don't worry about your A-levels.
Yeah. If someone was like, what's the point in even dieting if the supervolcano erupts? There's no point.
Can I play the end sting?
Yeah.
Can I play the end sting? That's it for number 9. We're back next week with number 10. You're still on holiday.
Double figures? Schools.
Yeah, we're into double figures. Who'd have thought it?
I really like that one at the end.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.